You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Stuff from Lady Gaga.
I am obsessed.
Sam just said in my ear, this song sucks. To which I responded, you suck.
Hey, really, it's not that bad. I was just being a jerk for no reason.
You couldn't have gone for the chorus. That's the most catchy part.
You're a little spicy today, big guy.
Catchy.
I think everybody's a little spicy this week. I don't know what's going on.
I'm not.
I think it's the snow.
I love the snow.
Hmm.
What is she saying?
Abracadabra.
Abra-una-na.
Obsessed.
This is the song that plays as you walk into pretty a good. Very popular Cancun nightclub at like 3 in the morning, half wasted.
Good times.
With your entourage.
Mm-hmm. I bet that fits, yeah.
That's where I see that song getting played a lot. By the way, sunny but cold here in Kansas City. Dana just texted Sam and me. Las Vegas has not had rain in 215 days. It's pouring now.
Mm-hmm. Womp womp.
It's pouring where?
In Las Vegas, where Dana is on
pouring.
Vacation. Pouring. She sent a picture. It is pouring rain. They're getting what they had in California yesterday.
Yeah, the big atmospheric river flowing into California.
That's right. That's
dumping
right.
a lot of rain and snow.
Today is World Radio Day, guys.
Congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
Yep. And it is also Change Your Name Day. I just thought about this one. Let's go around the room real quick. I'm sure you love your name, Michael Mackey, Samuel, Daniel, Scott. But if you could change your first name to something other than what it currently is, what would it be? Samuel?
Oh, I've known mine my entire life, and it's really funny that we're sitting in a room with a Michael. I always was upset that I was not my dad goes by Tony, but his given name was Michael. He had an uncle named Michael, so he had to go by Tony his entire life. I was upset my entire life that I was not named Michael.
Daniel?
Diego.
Okay, I'm out.
Get out. What?
Diego,
are you being for real?
Or Diego Weinbaum?
Why not?
Okay.
All right. Michael.
I'm Diego.
Hola.
Hola, señor. Hola. ¿Cómo está?
Bien, bien. ¿Usted?
Soy bien, gracias.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so annoyed because...
I don't think I can't speak languages.
That's all you got.
That's all I got.
Why are you annoyed, Michael?
Because Dan took my name.
You were going to be Diego?
Yes, rude.
Diego Mackey?
Diego Mackey. No, I was going to be not like the donut either before you guys... I would be...
Crispy?
Duncan.
Oh.
I like Duncan. Duncan Mackey.
I would be an Ethan.
Ethan Parks.
That's like not a bad name,
really.
I like the name Ethan.
Huh.
If Maya was a boy, that was going to be her name.
Yeah, I took my name, the inspiration coming from Zorro, the first superhero, if you will, character that I was introduced to as a child, Zorro. Don Diego de la Vega.
Oh, so this Diego thing is not something that you just made up right now. This has been a long-standing. Okay.
Yeah, it's just a cool name. It's also the name that I used in Spanish class in high school.
Wait, can I change mine from Duncan? I think I want to go with Mickey.
Mickey Mackey?
Yeah.
Okay. There you go.
All right.
I've
so fine, you blow my mind.
That has a certain ring to it. A certain je ne sais quoi. Okay.
Now, do you know what your name would have been had you been...
Yes, I do.
Susan. The other gender.
I would have been Susan Mackey.
Susan.
Yep.
Scott.
Tina Parks.
Tina. You've told us that before. I forgot. Dan?
I'm sorry. Say again?
If you
were a girl, what was your name going to be?
Yeah. Did your parents have a name picked out for either sex?
I do not recall, actually. I don't think they did.
I think my brother was going to be Stephanie, but he's Stephen with a PH. I think he was going to be Stephanie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, my name was going to be Tina Parks.
Old Tina.
Maybe I was going to be Daniela.
Eat your food. Eat your food, Tina. The Massachusetts top court has ruled this week that Karen Reed can be retried on all the same charges in the death of her Boston police officer boyfriend. The latest twist in the long-running case that transfixed true crime fans nationwide. Prosecutors have sought to retry Reed this year on charges of second-degree murder, manslaughter, and leaving the scene of a crime. They accused her of ramming into John O'Keefe with her SUV and leaving him to die in a snowstorm in January 2022. Reed's attorneys argue that she was framed to protect other law enforcement officers involved in O'Keefe's death.
And you remember all of the evidence that was gathered in like a red Solo cup that had previously been used for beer or something. It was botched from the get-go.
She's one of those, if I remember correctly, that I file under too hot to convict, kind of like What's-Her-Face.
Now, there was some scandal after the mistrial was announced. She was seen out in New York, I believe, with her lawyer. And, I've never had a lawyer, so I'm not really sure how the lawyer-client relationship goes. But, the picture that was spread around was a picture of her lawyer hugging her from, how do I phrase this without it sounding more dirty than it actually is?
With his arms wrapped around her front?
Yeah, he was behind her.
Then
arms around
it.
The waist.
You're not
it
saying anything dirty. Picture. I've never seen this picture, by the way.
I haven't either.
They claimed after it went viral that he was pulling her out of the way of walking in front of another photo. Not really sure.
Okay, well, I'm looking at images of Karen Reed, and I don't see a single one where she's being pulled back by her attorney.
A lot of weird stuff going on with the case.
By her attorney. But if the evidence was collected in a red Solo cup, which is true,
yeah,
that is tainted evidence. You can't convict on that.
And there's zero information leading up to what happened to his death. All of it is hearsay.
And if I'm not mistaken, and correct me if I'm wrong, there was no physical evidence found on the outside of that SUV.
That is correct. I also don't believe he had evidence of blunt force trauma, which is typical if you die by getting hit by an SUV.
I'm telling you, she I don't think she did it. I really don't. But the state Supreme Court in Massachusetts did say she can be retried in her boyfriend's death. Okay, fine. Let's go back to New Orleans for a minute.
New Orleans.
And the suspected drugging of local reporter, Kansas City Telemundo reporter.
So sad.
Aiden Mananzo.
Manzano.
Manzano. Thank you, because the New York Post has him as Adam Mananzo. So give me.
What?
That, Adam Mananzo. And I knew Adam wasn't right.
Manzano.
Adon Manzano.
Manzano. Okay, thank you. All right, I'll fix that. It says here that Aiden Manzano was pictured walking to a hotel room with the so-called Bourbon Street Hustler hours before his death. We all know that. She is now being investigated for a second potential drugging death.
No.
That being of a Maryland man, John Jenkins, 55 years old, who was found dead from cocaine and ethanol toxicity in a French Quarter hotel on December 15th of last year. Says Kenner Police Chief Mark McCormick, we suspect she may be related to that case. It was originally classified as an accidental death. Jenkins was also in town for a football game between the Saints and Washington Commanders, sparking concern from his friends who requested a wellness check when he was a no-show for them to head out for the game. He was found unresponsive in his hotel room.
And we've talked about it before. She has a long criminal history.
Extremely lengthy rap sheet.
We pulled up a New York Post story. Was it Monday or late last week? I can't remember. That detailed a number of cases that she was the suspect in Las Vegas. The victims did not appear in court to testify. So those cases were dropped. And then one case last year in New Orleans, where she was convicted of crimes that could have landed her behind bars for 10 years, she was given probation.
What's her nickname?
The Bourbon Street Hustler.
Yep.
So if all of that information is true, and it turns out that she did commit this other suspected murder in December of last year, mm-hmm. that was mere months after she was given a soft sentence of probation.
I'm telling you, if this woman... if she is convicted of the death of this John Jenkins guy and Aiden Manzano, if she doesn't go to prison for the rest of her life, she is an alleged ne'er-do-well of ne'er-do-wells. She is not a good person.
When is his autopsy supposed to be back?
Toxicology. They said maybe as long as a month.
Ugh. Yeah, typically 3 weeks or more.
That poor family.
Telephone number here is 913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.
I'm ready for mixtape.
We got our categories.
What are the categories again? It's coming up at 4:45.
The Russians have launched nuclear missiles on the United States. Kansas City is a target. You have 24 minutes. No need to run. You're not going to outbeat it. So you grab your lawn chair, you sit in your driveway, and you play this song.
Okay.
Waiting for the End of Time.
All right.
Then, category two is you just figured out you have the most amazing dance moves ever. Number three, you're cleaning out your closet only to find a box of high school memorabilia. There is a single CD or album covered in dust. It's your favorite from that time in high school. Play a song from that album.
Got it.
All right.
On it.
This story here is from a website called KidSpot. A man has expressed his devastation after finding out that his wife hid that she can't have children for years into their marriage. Writing in an advice-needed post, the 34-year-old says that they first started dating a decade ago and instantly clicked. Quote, from the very beginning, I knew she was special. Same sense of humor, same life goals, and just an overwhelming feeling of this is the person I want to build a life with.
Okay.
He says that while he wasn't pushy about having children, he expressed how much he looked forward to being a dad, and she would also talk about the kind of parent that she thought that she would be. However, a few years into their marriage, when they started discussing trying for a baby, she dropped the, quote, bombshell. She has known since before we even met that she has a medical condition that makes it impossible for her to conceive. Not unlikely, not difficult, but impossible. While he says he's disappointed that she can't have children, he says he is deeply hurt by the, quote, betrayal. According to his wife, she kept the secret out of fears that it would end the relationship.
Well, did it? I feel like it.
Well, he goes on to say she misrepresented who she is.
I mean, she was obviously covering this up if she was talking about what kind of parent she thought she was going to be.
Fellow users were quick to come out with advice. The overwhelming sentiment was leave her. I find this shocking. Leave her? Because she's physically incapable of having children? There is a thing called adoption.
Yes, but she also misrepresented herself if she knew. Like if that was a deal breaker early on, you know, just saying. Might have been a deal breaker.
Okay.
I don't know if leave her is the appropriate response. Certainly it violates a level of trust that you have built over a decade. You know, they talked about how they had similar life goals. I'm sure one of those goals that he talked about regularly was kids. He said he was never pushy about it, but I'm sure it came up. And she responded with, oh, yeah, I'd be a great mom.
Well, maybe she would to and their then, adopted son or daughter.
And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with adoption, but in the back of her mind, while she's saying I would be a great mom, she's thinking, except for I can't have any kids.
How long until the jig was up?
About 3 years into their marriage.
Okay.
He goes on to say, she said she didn't want to lose me and hope that by the time we got to this point, I would love her enough that it wouldn't matter.
Okay.
Said one user, because he went to one of these seeking advice websites.
Yeah.
Somebody wrote, even if you had loved her enough, it wouldn't matter. She has completely misrepresented the person that you fell in love with. Not just about the kids, but that she could carry on a multi-year lie without batting an eyelash. What else is she lying about?
Oh, yeah. Good point.
That's a fair point.
A multi-year. Like, she kept the ruse. It was a ruse.
He finally replied to all the comments that came in and wrote, I feel completely betrayed and trust is such a big deal to me. But I also don't want to condemn her for something that she could not control, which is her medical condition. I care about her deeply, but I don't know if I can move past this. I'm leaning toward leaving her because I'm struggling to see how we would rebuild trust after this.
Well, and trust is the biggest thing. It is the foundation behind communication, the foundation of a relationship.
I mean, that's a big lie.
Yeah, but it's not like she ran out on him and cheated.
That's fair. I mean, marriages break up for much smaller things than lying about whether or not you can have kids for over a decade. Again, this lie went on for a decade.
No, it's not a lie. She bragged about what kind of a mother she wanted to be. You don't have to conceive.
That's true.
To be a mother.
That's fair. That's fair.
What if when I was an active drinker, I wasn't completely honest about how much I drank?
That would be a violation of trust.
I didn't lie about it. I just didn't tell you about it. I mean, do I need to go through my entire history? Beth in Kansas City. Beth, hello.
Hi, Beth.
Hi. I would leave a person if they did that to me. That is a huge breach of trust. And also, she didn't trust him because she didn't even give him an opportunity to say, you know what, maybe you can't have kids, but I love you so much. Let's adopt one. For 10 years, she lied about that. That is huge. I mean, I think it's wrong. She stole part of his life away.
Hmm. Okay, Beth. All right. Dr. Raj on line two. Dr. Raj, hello.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're well. Good. Thank you.
You know, you've covered all the bases, actually. There's a lot of complicated issues around here. Trust, you know, belief. Was this a lie? Was this an omission? It's very hard to say. And it just depends on this gentleman's mindset. If he wants to have children, Scott is very correct. There is a way. Adoption, whatever else. But the point is that she did break his trust and withheld information from him. Now, whether that's a lie or an omission is a matter of debate. And that just depends on this couple, how they're going to work this out. This is a very difficult question to answer, and I don't think we're going to have one side to it than the other.
But aren't there, and thank you, Dr. Raj.
Thanks, Dr. Raj.
To Michael and to Sam, aren't there many occasions in relationships, not all, but many, where somebody violates your trust? And do we always think that if my trust has been violated in this relationship, it is now irreparable, and I must leave this relationship? Because that has not been the case in my life. I have stayed in relationships where the trust had been severely dented. Severely.
If he said from the beginning that he was excited to be a father and wanted to be a father, that is a conversation that she, in my opinion, had the responsibility to have with him.
If she hid it because she was like afraid of losing him, now that's kind of betrayal as well. I mean, it's betrayal. Yeah, it's
manipulation, if anything.
An omittance of truth is also a lie.
You all are some unforgiving you-know-whats.
I mean, if you go out and you start up an affair and they never ask, are you cheating? But you never tell them, because why would you tell them? You don't want to lose them. But, you know, you've been getting some on the side for years now.
You're doing the most you can to.
You know what I mean?
I get it.
Is that not a breakup offense?
Well, but I dated someone who went out, and I forgave. And
you are stronger than most for being able to do that.
Well, but it was always in the back of my mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
It was always in the back of my mind. And I don't know that trust was ever rebuilt. And that was years and years ago. Years ago. 913-586-7798. 586-7798. Here on Dana and Parks.
Speaking of divorce. Thank you, text line.
What's that?
We spoke earlier about...
A crazy guy
who is crazy and selling T-shirts with a bad symbol on them.
Oh, yeah,
that guy is now, allegedly, according to TMZ, and they're not wrong very often.
No, they're not.
And getting divorced.
Shocker.
She said, quote, according to TMZ.
Is this the chick that showed up in that see-through dress the other night?
See-through?
I've had enough. Yeah, Bianca Censori is her name. She has been seen in various public places in various states of
undress.
I mean, she has clothes on, but you can see through them. And the rumor was, although I think that has been shot down, the rumor was that they were escorted out after their red carpet appearance.
That is correct.
Where she did not. She had a dress on.
Okay.
Did she?
But,
was it?
She was wearing saran wrap.
You couldn't tell she had a dress on. TMZ is now reporting that they are splitting. She's out of here.
Oh, so now she's finally had enough after he started selling T-shirts with a swastika on it? She didn't know that he was an anti-Semite? I mean, it's not the first time that he has demonstrated an affection for Adolf Hitler.
You know the part where he told her to dress naked?
What?
That would have been kind of weird.
She was naked.
Why are you being so timid?
Huh?
Why are you being so timid?
I don't know.
Is the FCC license? Are we about to lose it again? What's happening?
Again? Is this something I don't remember?
Well, every time I'm on, there's a threat that I'm going to swear I haven't in 10 years.
Well,
but...
we've got defense mechanisms for that.
Yeah, but aren't we all impressed that I haven't sworn once in 10 years? I mean...
Well, let's not start today.
I mean... It's great to have goals and everything.
We're proud of you, Michael.
Thank you.
Has nicotine addiction finally met its match? This is from the New York Post. Smoking is one of the most harmful habits, because it can cause cancer, heart disease, you know, all the problems. Nevertheless, more than 22% of the world's population uses tobacco, with more than 8 million people dying from it every single year. Roughly half of U.S. adult smokers try to quit every single year, but only 10% actually succeed. Mostly due to troubles managing the intense cravings and withdrawals. The FDA has approved two medicines designed to help reduce tobacco cravings. Bupropion, which is marketed as, Butrin, and Chantix. Chantix has been around forever.
Yeah.
So is Wellbutrin. Now scientists in Korea have discovered that the Parkinson's disease drug, why do they do this? Procyclodine can alleviate physical symptoms of nicotine withdrawal, such as tremors and decreased mobility.
Common spelling on that, right?
Procyclodine.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
How long have you been smoke-free?
I only smoked a little bit, and that was in college. I chewed a lot.
Oh, chewed. How long have you been?
Well, a long time. I used to occasionally have a chew, but I got addicted to the damn patch.
The patch?
Yeah.
I do remember you wearing the patch for a while.
Since Reagan was in office.
Wait a minute.
I got one on right now.
And you're addicted to it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I don't wear it all the time, but I
didn't know that was a thing.
I call it my Dana tolerator.
Oh.
And there is a specific patch on his arm. I've seen it.
I have too.
During the patch change, where you can tell it's been in the same spot.
Same spot forever.
Guess
16
what?
16 years.
He's not wearing it today because you know what?
That's not true.
He does. Oh, he is wearing it today. He has the Mackie tolerator.
Sam saw me put it on about what, 1 o'clock or something.
Did. Oh my God, you put it on right before I got here. Now I feel. Now
I told you it's the Dana tolerator.
Honored is what you should feel.
Is it? Is it? The Mackie tolerator.
You know, I've known people who were addicted to things much worse than nicotine, who, you know, had to go to rehab for those addictions, who then tried to quit cigarettes, and some of them succeeded, some of them did not, who said that quitting cigarettes was harder than some of the much harder substances that they had
to
quit.
So when I was in rehab, I can't believe it's been a year and a half.
Congratulations.
Thanks. There were a lot of people in there who either smoked or vaped.
All right.
Nicotine vaped. Almost everybody, quite frankly. Not everybody, but almost. And to a person, they had all tried to quit smoking before. You know, some of them were in for pill addiction. Some of them were in for alcohol, whatever. But the older crew who had been through trying to quit both at some point in their lives and obviously failed would always tell me quitting alcohol is 10 times easier than giving up smoking. 10 times easier.
Oh, yeah.
Well, imagine trying to do them both at the same time. I mean,
I know somebody who did, who quit smoking and drinking at the exact same time and succeeded.
I don't know how.
Especially now with vaping. I mean, you can do it literally anywhere. Kids are doing it in school.
Do you crazy kids remember when I gave up sugar for a year in 2019?
You looked fantastic.
I mean,
you still do.
Thank you. But I was...
A maniac.
For 4 solid months, I was homicidal. Like, if somebody said or looked at me the wrong way, which that's pure addiction right there. Facts.
Are you ever going to do that again?
No. That was a good, that was a fun, I did it for a year.
You looked great.
I felt great.
By the end of the year, you said you had never felt so good in your entire life.
Facts.
And then you just went right back out.
I carried it on well into 2020. And then, of course, as we all know, the pandemic hit. And then I started stress eating again. And then all bets were off. But yes, to all the things, I do think sugar is poison. But will I ever do it to that extreme? No.
Well, and it's moderation. I mean, you don't need to cut it out completely. It's also very difficult to cut it out completely. But, you know.
Let's remember how militant I was, and it was insane.
Oh, I remember.
Well, you know,
you filled in a couple of times.
Alcoholics who were
it was wild.
I remember early on.
Talk about pushing that FCC line.
I had to watch every word out of my mouth and not look him straight in the eye.
Don't ever look at me in the eye when I was off sugar.
Seriously, for people who are alcoholic who are trying to quit, it's strongly advised that you keep sugary candies around you because. You know, the alcohol, when it gets into your system, it metabolizes into sugar. And so if you're trying to quit alcohol, of course, you're still going to have the cravings. And you probably got deeper issues that you need to work with as well as to why am I drinking so much?
Looking into the brain.
But when I was in rehab, there were bowls of candy everywhere and they were well stocked.
They know what they're doing.
Yeah. I mean, bowls of candy everywhere.
What kind of candy? Like just like mints
everything from M&M's to Jolly Ranchers to lollipops. But they did have popsicles. Those were good.
Those were in the freezer though.
Yeah, in the other building.
Yeah.
Across the driveway. And then soda everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, anything with sugar in it, they had it.
Hmm.
Because if you're trying to get off alcohol and you have a problem with it, you need to replace that sugar in your system. Or you will start to shake every single day.
Eating an addiction is not for the weak.
That sucked.
I'm sure.
Well, you know.
I know.
All right, when we get back, we will do mixtape, ladies and friends.
Mixtape, no. What?
Mm-hmm. All right, so we need 3 judges. 3 judges right now who have the patience to hang on. We've noticed a trend in radio lately that people who called into the show don't have a lot of patience to wait a couple of minutes to get on the air. So if you have a little bit of patience and you're a great judge of music, 913-586-7798, 913-586-7798, mixtape when we return here on Dana and Parks.
Yay.
All right, we got to hustle. Let's bring, it's a mixtape, by the way. We'll start with category number one, Mike in Topeka. Hello, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's going well. Your category is a nuclear missile has been fired at the United States. It's going to land in Kansas City. You have 24 minutes. You're not going to outrun it. So you grab your lawn chair, you sit in your driveway, and you play this song. We have three for you. Listen closely. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Here is song number one. All right. Fleetwood Max, Go Your Own Way. Here is song number two. All right. That one needs no introduction. Here is song number three, Mike. All right. So you've heard them all. You can Go Your Own Way, Free Bird, or Mama, I'm Coming Home.
Well, my mom passed away in 2019, and gosh, I miss her something fierce, so I'm going to have to go with Mama, I'm Coming Home.
Mike, I'm sorry to hear about your mom, but I am thrilled that you gave me a point.
Sounds good, thanks.
All right, buddy, be well. Okay, let's go to judge number two, Leroy in North Kansas City. Leroy, hello.
Hi, Leroy.
Hey, guys.
How are you?
I'm great. How y'all doing?
We're doing well. Here is your category, my friend. You have just learned that you have the most amazing dance moves, okay?
So false, but I'll go with it.
So false. It's false for the three of us, too. Here is song choice number one. Okay, all right. Dance to that. Young MC, Bust a Move. Here is song number two. Uh-oh, Snap. I've Got the Power. Song number three for your listening pleasure, my friend. All right, Leroy, you got the dance moves. Is it Young MC's Bust a Move, Snap, The Power, or NSYNC, Bye Bye Bye?
I'm going to go back to my very first boombox in the 80s, and I'm going to say Bust a Move.
Bust a Move. Sam gets the point. Starts talking. All right, let's go to...
That song is so good.
That is a good song.
It is a catchy little ditty.
Savannah, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, here is yours. We got to move quickly here. You're cleaning out your closet, Savannah, only to find a box of high school memorabilia. There is a single CD or album. It is covered in dust, but it's your favorite from high school. Play a song from that CD. Now, granted, we all come from different high school generations. You don't have to pick the one that's from your generation necessarily. I don't know how old you are, but just your favorite song in the mix, okay?
All right, you got it. Lay it on me.
Here's song number one. Okay, that's Prince. You Got the Look. That's number one. Here is song number two, Savannah. Okay, all right. Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen. And here, Savannah, is song number three. Okay, I don't need to tell you what that is, but it's Wilson Phillips, Hold On. So it's between Prince, You Got the Look, Queen, Bohemian Rhapsody, or Wilson Phillips, Hold On.
I'm going to go with Wilson Phillips, Hold On.
Oh, my word. Thank you, Savannah. We have a three-way tie for first.
Oh, no.
Savannah!
Oh, no.
Hold on for one more day, Savannah. Oh, thanks for that point.
A rare three-way tie.
Game on.
News with Dan Weinbaum coming your way in 2 minutes here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.